We are up to Dav Ches Amel Aleph, and we had two brises, whether when you write a get on a shtar, whether you have to save a net or not. Unfortunately, we're not going to have time to do Rashi's, but this, the Gemara says, interesting, Nachman by Yitzchak Amel, Yitzchak said, you wanted to say that the two brises are talking about the argument of Yehuda Banan of a ship. When it comes to Meiser and Shavias and the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, do they have a din of Eretz Yisrael or not? And so on. We're in Dav Ches Amel Aleph, about five lines from the top. Give me a second. So, answers, Ben Ahor is the Ejisrael. I disagree with you. You said before, I believe all the rivers of Ejisrael, Kuliyam Le Pligi, there is no discussion. Definitely, it's part of Ejisrael. And it's totally unrelated to whatever the dinim are when it comes to Shemitah and to Maiser. Eloki Pligi Beyama God. We're arguing about the Mediterranean. The Tanya we learned elsewhere, Ezer who edits the Ezer Chutzlar is. How do you? What's the demarcation between Ezer Chutzlar and the north? Kosha Shefeya v'yoded, anything which slopes downwards, Meturei Amnon, from the mountains called Mount Amnon, which are in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. V'lifnim, and you work your way towards Yerushalayim, towards the south. That's Eretz Yisrael. However, Meturei Amnon, which this in the Torah is called Har Har, Meturei Amnon, Lechutz from these mountains going to the north, is Lechutz Laretz, going outside, is Chutz Laretz. Hanosin Shebiyam. Now, if you, the mountain on top north protrudes out westward. The bottom of Eretz Yisrael is Nacha Mitzrayim, which protrudes westward. If you make a straight line from Har to Har all the way down to Nacha Mitzrayim, Israel itself, the map of Israel goes in. So what it curves inside. Yeah, it's concave. So then you have, what about all any islands found in the water over there? They all belong to Israel. Are there any islands there?
No.
Yes. Yeah, so it's possible there used to be islands there?
You're talking about what happens if you build a marina.
You're building a gas plant there, you know, the gas in Leviosan.
No, we actually plan the rocks in some way.
But the way you must have Nosin Shebiyam sounds like there were islands there. Is it possible there were islands and they then over the years they submerge? So like this, Royin Oysen, we see, Kilo Chut Motua Chaleim, there's a string, taut string that is stretched out, Meturei Amnon Ad Nacha Mitzrayim, from the Mount Amnon in the north to Nacha Mitzrayim on the bottom. Minachut Ulifnim is Eretz Yisrael. Within that string is Eretz Yisrael. Minachut Ulichut is Chutz Laretz. Okay, that is all right. But in other words, if you go beyond that line, it's Chutz Laretz. If you have a ship. So if you're a ship inside there, it's Eretz Yisrael. Because that water, all those waters are Eretz Yisrael. These are the rights of Eretz Yisrael, the waters. So these gas finds and all that there, you found them in the oil, they all apply to Eretz Yisrael. If you're in a ship over there, you're Eretz Yisrael. If you go beyond that line and you ride on the ship, it's Chutz Laretz. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says the most astonishing thing. Ko shekeneged Eretz Yisrael. Westward. You take the strings and you go Har Amnon. You go make string west, straight west. Another parallel string from Nacha Mitzrayim, straight west, all the way out to the Atlantic, and everything between these two strings, Harayu Kedesh Yisrael.
This is only Legabe Gittin or Legabe Kol.
Everything. Shenemar. It says a posik, Ugvul Yam, that the boundary is the Yam. It should be the Yam HaGadol, and Yam HaGadol doesn't mean Mediterranean, it means Atlantic. The Gvul Zeh Yilechem Gvul Yam, and this Gvul. What do you mean, and this Gvul? So we say that means, and this Gvul. Come and tell you, and this Gvul goes all the way out, not to the Mediterranean, but to the Atlantic. All that is, now it goes further. The Hanosin Shebitzdodin, and all the islands that are in between, you know, you have Cyprus, and then you go further, Corsica, and all those places all the way out to the end. Reino, you say, we see, Kilchut Motuach Aleim Mikapolaria. Kapolaria is the city on the summit of this mountain called Horor. So that's the most northern point of Ejisrael. But Ad Yamakionis, make a straight line to Yamakionis. And then Menacha Mitzrayim, go all the way down south to Nacha Mitzrayim. Ad Yamakionis. Min Hachut Ulifnim, anything sandwiched between these two strings is Ejisrael. Min Hachut Ulichutz Chutzlaz. If you're on a ship in the
world. Italy.
One second. Rashi learns only the islands, not the land masses, only the islands. So all the islands, which I just told you, like Corsica, and these islands, all of the islands, Sardinia, all of these islands, the Aegean Isles, you know, from Greece, all of these islands belong to Eretz Yisrael. So if you bring a get from there, you don't say for Nechonechtem, so if you're on a ship in the Mediterranean, you don't have to. Tesis, but Tesis is even more amazing. I'll show you Tesis in a minute. Well, let's finish it through that. No, so that's the Machlekes. So that's the Machlekes of the ship. when the ship is outside in the waters of the Mediterranean, do you say for is like it's or not? You Buddha hold it is chamol not. Says the Gemara right, but Rabbanan, it says twice gvul, the high gvul. My what do we actually have gvul? The boilel nasin, they hold that they have a string from her down to Nachem Mitzrayim. Only inland, only inside there is considered Yisrael. But you would think only the water. I'm telling you, the island. If you do not see the island, you're possibly that's automatic. So Rashi learns we're only talking about islands, but look at Tesis. First of all, the name of the Baal Tesis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Kosher Kenegas Yisrael. So Tesis, Shaul Rabbeinu Peter Rabbeinu Tam. You imagine the Baal Tesis called Rabbeinu Peter? Rabbeinu Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam. And what's more astonishing is what Tesis learns, not like Rashi. What I just tell you, Rashi learns all the islands in between. So Tesis, the Bizman Hazet, today in our times, Hoyelis Chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Bemaisid. We're living in France, in the southern France, which was really with Spain in those today. But in southern France, and over there, if you go Eretz Yisrael, I guess, if you, I don't know if you take the Eretz Yisrael, yeah, we're in Eretz Yisrael. So we're part of Eretz Yisrael. So how come we're living in France? Sha'onu Maro Eretz Yisrael. How come we don't give Turim Maisa? So what's clear from Tesis' question? That they understood, not like Rashi, only islands. The land masses. Portugal, Spain, Italy, France. Everything that's covered. Morocco on the bottom there. Everything. Tunisia. It's all Eretz Yisrael. What does he answer? He doesn't answer, oh, no, only the islands. The H, we answered the like, Kaim and Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What's clear from Tesis here?
That's Rabbi Yehuda's name.
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda holds it. That Italy and all that, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. You imagine? Yeah. And then he brings Rashi, he says only the islands. Amazing. I don't know, I think more amazing is that Baal Tesis called Rabbeinu Peter. What's Peter? There's also a Hebrew name. It's Peter. Okay. Back to the Gemara, Ramea says, Akuk. Still take a Yiddish name. Usually we're all Ben Avram. We had a taste of Avram, this is Avram Ager. A few times he's mentioned in the Tesis. Yeah. Rabbeinu Meir, Ramea, Akuk, Yisrael. Tesis, let's look at the last answer of Tesis, because it's also very interesting. Tesis asks, so how did the Yehuda know they all knew the laws of, they all know the laws of Lishma and everything else? You know, that's all that's a throw. And he said, no, you don't have to worry about saying before an Eftab. How do they know? They know the laws of Shema. Look at Tesis. The three lines above the white lines. V'oidish leimim. Shahoyu yoideya hinu. Rabbi Yehuda. Shahoyu kulam bikiin l'shma. That the landmass, they all knew the laws of Lishma. Even though Italy and Spain all that have a din of Eretz Yisrael, but Eden didn't live there. Eden only lived not far from Eretz Yisrael. And he knew all those Eden. And he knew that all those Eden knew the laws. Even though technically it's part of Eretz Yisrael, no Eden lived in France in those days. Yeah, but we learned in Targum that Spain, the Eden went to Spain and during the Beis Hamikdash. Sorry? So what's he saying here? Ad Seif Olam, no Jews live beyond this point and onwards. Kedamin Seif Menachas. Motze Klapi Maidiv, this place called Motze, to the west, that's the furthest point where Eden were. And Mekatrigini Klapi Mizach, and this other place called Kedrigini, to the east, Eimai Kidin Lo Yisrael V'Yishmaim. There's no, the people there never heard of a Jew and never heard of God. Where this place is, Motze, I don't know. Let's go back to Gemara. Very interesting. We'll soon learn even another interesting one. Ramei Raimel Aki Yitzroa Boi Menei 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 But Abba Hamoichar Avdi L'Suriya. Somebody sells a slave to Suriya. Suriya is above Eretz Yisrael. Kemoichar Bechutz La'ardes Dami Alay. Do we treat him? Then if you sell your slave outside Eretz Yisrael, he goes automatically free because an Eved is Chayiv in Mitzvahs and you just denied him some of the Mitzvahs. How do we treat Suriya? Now what's the story with Suriya? Suriya David HaMelech conquered. Suriya is called a Kibush Yachid. A Kibush Yachid is a Machlekes, is considered a conquest or not. Does it have all the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Does not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. What makes Yehuda a Kibush Yachid? Because Rashi says, because not all the Jews joined together with him, and he did it for his personal aggrandizement. That's called a Kibush Yachid.
So it wasn't
Milchemes Mitzvah. Tesis is interesting. So Tesis says, because they didn't conquer yet the entire Israel. But Tesis is an interesting thing. They didn't conquer Yerushalayim. And why didn't they conquer Yerushalayim? Tesis says, because Yevusi was there. The story was, Yevusi was an Enikel, or there was somebody there who lived, who was very close to Avimelech. Avram promised Avimelech he won't take anything from him. It's a grandson. I don't know how it's possible a grandson of Avimelech to be there at the time of... Yeah, but it says in Medrash that Avimelech had a grandson there, and therefore they couldn't capture this little neighborhood called Yevusi. When David HaMelech, and later on in his life, this grandson died, they took over Yevusi. But that's what's called a Kibush Yachid, because Kozman, he didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael. What Yeshua told you, don't conquer other cities. Don't conquer other cities. Okay. Says the Gemara, what's the din? So we learned, Aku, which is much closer to Israel, is Edgesol only when it comes to Gittin, because they knew the laws, and people travel constantly back and forth. So Aku, when it comes to slaves, it's as if you sold them chutzlar. It's Choshke Suriya, the Merchet of Suriya, is much further. Talking about Suriya, says the Gemara, I'm coming here. B'shloisha drachim shafsa Suriya Edgesol. In three dinim, we say Suriya is the same din as Edgesol. U'vishloisha is like chutzlar arets. Now we're going to go through them. Simon of Barak. Ali Ayin is Afora. We know that the dirt of outside of Eretz Yisrael is Tamei for Koyanim. We were Chacham Geizer on the dirt, and we also had you Geizer on the Avir. Afora, but why you Geizer on the Avir? Either because you're oil on the dirt, or because the Avir itself. We had a question in the Gemara before in Aaron. Of Afora, the sand, Tamei is Tamei Kachutz Laretz. Is Tamei like Chutz Laretz. In that regard, is treated like Chutz Laretz. V'hamoicher avdei l'suriyah, if you sell your slave to Surya, it's as if you sold him outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's k'moicher b'chutz laretz, and he goes scot-free. And the third one is, v'hamevi get m'suriyah, if you bring a get from there, because they didn't know how to learn, or people didn't travel that often back and forth, k'mevi m'chutz laretz. However, uv'shloishan in three dinim is le'eretz Yisrael. Three dinim are the exact same dinim, Eretz Yisrael. Chayeves b'maisiv Yisrael. No, it was really it's part of Yisrael. The Chachamim were geyser on it to treat it like it wasn't, but technically it's part of Yisrael. Therefore, you chayev b'maisiv and you chayev b'shvius just like in Yisrael. And the haroitzel lechonis la betara nichnis. In the rest of the world, even if you go in the air, suspended in the air, the chachamim will gaze on the air that you're metame. In Surya, even though the offer we just said, if you stand in the offer, you come tame. We don't want the kohen to go there. But if you're inside a box and you're on a wagon and you're in the air, you don't become tame. The hakoin is sade besurya. And if you purchase a field in Surya, is kekoin bepruari Yerushalayim. Is he buying one of the suburbs of Yerushalayim? In what regard? We'll soon see. Now the Gemara analyzes, Chayev has been Ma'isa Shvez Yisrael, Kesavar he holds that Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, that David Melech conquest is recognized as a conquest, it's Mamish, has a full status of Yisrael, so Chayev and Ma'isa and everything else. But all right, so I don't know how far Syria goes up there, so how far in Syria does Syria go up? All the way up to Turkey. Adam Tzoiv and all that, but
northern,
how far?
Northern border of Syria is Turkey.
Yeah, but how far does it, when we say Surya, how far does it go? Not the Goyish. We know Aram Tzoyber. And where is that? How far up is it? That far, it's Aleppo.
It's beginning of the Euphrates, and they have two Euphrates starts in Turkey.
Okay. No, Euphrates go to Iraq.
No, from the mountain to the sea. Euphrates goes to the Persian Gulf.
You just, if you want to enter Betara Nichnis, I what do you mean by Amrit? You just said, I thought Tommy, the sand is Tommy. B'sheida teva middle. If you go into these box or a caravan, the Tanya we learned, Hanichnis le'eretz am. If you enter the Goyisha nations, b'sheida middle, Rebbe metame, because the ear is also Tommy. Rabbi Yisi, but Rabbi Yehuda is metaye, the ear is not Tommy. It's not Tommy. But in when it comes to Surya, everyone is made that the ear is not tamei. I feel Rebbe like a metamei, but it's amim. The gozer al gushev al avira in eretz amim will gaze it on the ground, touching the ground, and also in the ear. And the Abu Surya al gushev gozer, they the chum only asa the ground, touching the sand. Al avira like gozer, they didn't bother being gozer because really technically that's all. What's the third thing? If you purchase land in Surya, is a field in Surya, it's just like you bought in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. In what respect? You can write a contract, a sales contract. You can write on a Shabbos. What? You write Shabbos like that? How can you write Shabbos? Yes, like Rava said, you tell a guy to do it for you. Hachinami to hear too. I'm a live chabim vayse. Tell a goy to do it. Even telling a goy is awesome with rabbanon. Avagav da mila chabim shvus. Mishumesh yishivay sroel like goz rabbanon. That one goys it. Now look. Let's do Rashi. Yeah. Big machlekes poskim is going on here, and also in Havana a little bit. Rashi says, "What's an oinoi?" First of all. Oinoi parallel to the Gemara. That's oinoi is a star mechira, a sales contract. So what are we saying here? We have a special exemption that because of the mitzvah Yishei Yisrael, you're allowed to instruct a guy to write, to do an isa deraisa. So there's a big machlekes. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do for you for malacha, but letzoyde choyle, letzoyde chmitza, you're allowed to tell a guy to do for you a malacha de rabbanon. What about telling a goy to do a malacha deraisa? So there's a discussion in the Gemara about a milah, if the hot water spilled out, if you're allowed to. The Gemara says there that if the water spilled out, you're allowed to bring it, to transport it through different houses. So according to many Rishonim, houses, it's a karmelis or a chatzah that was not. Knows what are we telling the goy to do? And he says, Rabbanon, we're permitted. We says because it's a double shavus. The goy is telling a constructing goy is a drabbanon shavus. Telling to do is a drabbanon. The is drabbanon itself is another shavus. A double shavus for a mitzvah is mutter. The Rif learns that by a bris milah, we're talking about even Shus Rabin. Milah is an exception, you're allowed to do even Issa Deraisa. Why? Because since milah itself, Ayid is allowed to do on Shabbos, so the whole milah is so strong that it pushes away Shabbos, so you're allowed to tell a goy to do. It's an Erevin. It's an Erevin about a Shtapach Chamimi, if you're allowed to tell. So we have one, two Gemaras there. One is going through properties, and one is you need hot water to boil up. To boil up, to say if the mother needs it, and so on. So the fact, anyhow, so it's a big machlekes, first of all, if all mitzvahs that are bonon, or by bris milah as well, a mitzvah that I see allowed to tell a goy to do. But even if you're allowed to tell a goy bris milah, all you have a bris milah and yeshiva etzis ro. You're allowed to tell a goy to eat the raisa. Now look at Ashi, Philip Shabbos, im lokcha min oive kachav, you're buying from a goy, v'roitza leilich ledarke b'shabbos, and the goy wants to leave. No, Rashi holds, Rashi is the only one who says this, that even this heta is only when you have no choice. The guy is leaving town. So if you don't write up the shtar right now, the sale falls through. But otherwise, you're not doing a Shabbos. You got to wait. But the other Hashem don't make this qualification. And k'd'amar rova b'sed Shabbos. He's allowed to tell a guy, m'shem yishev et Yisrael. Now look at Rashi's definition of yishev et Yisrael, which is very different than the Ramban. If you buy a house in et Yisrael, that's not the mitzvah of yishev et Yisrael at all. Buy a house in et Yisrael. There's no mitzvah. You know what's a mitzvah? If you buy a goyish house. There's a mitzvah to evict a goy from Eretz Yisrael, the liyeshiv Yisrael, and put a yid in that house. If you're buying a house at Yisrael, according to Rashi, there's no mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. It's only if by you buying the house, you're chasing out a goy. You took the land away from a goy. And the Ramban says the same thing, others say the same thing. Be chiddush Rashi. The problem with the whole Gemara is when you do a sale, it's the seller who writes the contract. Who's the seller? A goy. So goy, he's telling a goy to do something for you. When he see you're allowed to do a mitzvah, you're not doing anything here. The goy is telling a goy to do for you, so all you're doing is isa the rabbanon because a goy did a melacha for you. Oh, let's say he did a melacha the isa, but he did it for you. It's like a triple shvus here. You never told the goy. What's going on over here? It's like the whole thing is hard to understand. What mitzvah the isa are we being matter over here? Actually, I think I saw, I can't remember, I think one of the Achraim explained that that's Pshat Gemara. Why should Yishev Ezra be different than any other mitzvah in the Torah? Because Taka, very, it's only the Rabban, the whole thing.
Wouldn't you say it depends on the minute? I mean, maybe in some places the koina pays for the contract.
No, but we have Gemara always a Gittin, we'll see later, it's always the seller who writes the contract. Now in Rashi itself, it doesn't get involved who writes the contract. So maybe you can learn that the Rashi learns the Gemara that the Eder is writing the contract, but it doesn't say that anywhere. In generally in a seller, you ever buy a property? Who prepares the contract? Always. The vendor. It's always the vendor who prepares the guy. He's selling you the item. He has to decide what he's selling. You can decide what he's selling, then you either buy or not. It's always the vendor. Don't know what pshat is. Anyway, back to the mother. But fascinating. So anyway, there's a long pilpul from the Rebbe Shab in this whole Gemara about Mitzvah Yishev Et Yisrael, and he works a lot on this Rashi here. Back to the Gemara, Torah Bami learned. Eved, this is you want about Palgin the Buddha. Eved, a slave, Shehevi Gita, a slave brought a get, the Kosovo, but it was written, in other words, a slave needs a get just like a woman needs a get. I'm talking about Eved Kanani. A get Shichr, and because he owns the goof. He has to separate. What happens if the owner says to the get, I am giving you the get, and you are separated, you belong to yourself, and all the nechassim here belong to you. Atzmach unechassai krinlach. You and all my estate belong to you. The din is atzmai kona. He's kona himself. Because he says, but nechassai kona. You bring a contract, prove it. First verify the signatures before we'll give it to you. In other words, if you bring Edim, that the shtar is fine. But if you don't bring Edim, we can't trust that the because like any other shtar, we don't trust until we can verify it. As far as you're concerned, like a get, we said before, if the person himself brings it and says, we believe it. So we're going to free you. We're not going to free Nechassin. What are we doing here? The guy said, Atzmach Nechassin, but we're dividing his words. Then the Atzmach will set free, but the Nechassin wants it free. This comes along, this brings the concept of Palgin and the Buddha. We're dividing his words. So based on that, we ask, boy, we have a question. A guy says the following. That case is talking about, you said it in two words, two sentences. Atzmach is one sentence, one phrase. Unechassai is a second phrase. So we're separating two phrases. One phrase we're going to comply with, and one phrase we're not. What about there's only one phrase? And I say, kol nechassai kinuch, everything I own is yours. I own you, I own my properties, and all yours. So it's one statement. But what's going to happen? We can only trust you when it comes to you. We cannot trust you when it comes to properties. What do we do? Do we divide? Do we intersect? Do we divide? Dissect his words, and we divide into two or not? Amar Abaye. Abaye says, no such thing as Palgin the Buddha. And we'll have the big sugya of it in Sanhedrin. He says, Metoich Shekona Atzmai, since we don't divide the words, and since we're going to trust the Eved as far as he's concerned, therefore, Kon Nechassim, we don't divide his words.
How can you trust a half a star?
That's it. Once we trust that you say, Befana Nechtav, as far as you're concerned, and you cannot. Everything. Exactly. That's what he's saying here. Says the Gemara, Omle Rava, Bishle Ma'atz. I don't understand. I don't like the Svara. We trust him when it comes to himself. Likne, he's koine, midi da have yagetisha, when it comes to any other woman. El Nechassim, I don't believe. No, but Rava says, I believe in a concept called Palgina de Buddha. We're going to divide his words. We can dissect his words. The part that we believe, we'll believe. The part we don't believe, we don't believe. And why is that a problem? When it comes to himself, we believe. But when it comes to the state, we don't believe in. Midi da have yakim, stirs the alma. We don't believe. Hodra Abai then said, not because of Rava's question, he thought about it again. He said, look, I don't believe in Palgin the Buddha, all or nothing. First I said, all. Now I'm thinking about it, maybe nothing, Taka. It's a joke. Since we don't believe in the state, how can you believe in yourself? Like, let's change it around. We don't believe in yourself either. Again, I believe in Palgin the Buddha. I don't understand. I understand why you say we don't believe in the state. Taka. You don't believe we have Adim. Abel Atzmai Likna. Midavagatisha.
Why would somebody employ a sofer to write a contract which is not?
He didn't employ anybody. This is about, because he's humoring him. Rava believed that the guy was just playing around with him. He was saying that, you know, you're free of the cousin guys, and no, Rava's not a problem. Abaye, you mean? Rava said you divide in half. You believe.
I don't understand Rava.
Because he holds. Because the halacha. The halacha says. The halacha. The bottom of the klal. You never trust any get until his kim started. Where's the kim? You need kim. That's the halacha remains intact.
It's not too star.
It doesn't matter. If you're going to quetch that too much, we're not going to believe anything. So let's divide it and believe what we can.
Disproved. Once you.
There is a special cooler. We made a special cooler by women, so we're going to apply the cooler by everyone. Oh, yeah, cooler. It's not halacha. He doesn't want a free slave. But according to Abaye, he was just playing around with him. He wanted the slave to walk around thinking he's a free man. And comes to the bezin, he finds out, you're not free at all, you have nothing. Here he thought he's a free man and he's a rich man. Suddenly he finds out.
That's
Abaye.
What's the first
slave? For the what?
Yeah,
the first part of Abaye was very simple. That the guy gave it to the Eved, knowing that wherever he's going, he might not find Aiden, but he puts them together, he's going to be free, and he'll get all my properties as well. Otherwise, if I make two separate shtadlers, he'll never get the properties.
That's
right. So I'm trying to help him out. That's what Abaye's first part is. Second part is he's playing around with him.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you want to play around with
him? Because he hated the guy. He hated Eved. He hated him. Who knows what goes through people's minds? Elo Marove says Rove Echadze Atzma Kana Khosla Kana Palgin the Buddha, you're kind of yourself. In other words, even though it's one phrase, we got the Chiddush of Rav is that even though it's one phrase, we're gonna divide. The Bible is one phrase, we don't. Omle Ravada by Master Rove says Ravada Master Rove, Kiman Lakhira, who believes in this whole concept of Palgin the Buddha that follows Ab Shimon. What's the story? The Ahmad, he's the one who says Palgin the Buddha. Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah the following. Hakoisiv, the Tanakhama says, Hakoisiv kol nechassav lavdi. He says to his Eved, you own all my properties. Yotzeh ben chayim. obviously he goes free, because if I gave it to him, you are one of my properties, and I'm giving you ownership of yourself, which means what? You're a free man. Okay. What about Shayer Kolchu, Kakosho? I said, I'm leaving behind, I'm giving you everything except one property without nominating which one. Now, we know that Avda Kimakakoy, maybe the one thing that the owner is holding back is the Eved himself. He didn't specify what asset I'm still retaining ownership. Maybe the asset that he's retaining ownership is the Eved himself, which means if the Eved belongs to Balbas, he can own all the properties, but who owns anything belongs to Eved belongs to Balbas. So what happens? Well, yes, b'chayel, go free. That's the Tanakhama. Comes on Rab Shimon. Nobody, Rab Shimon says no. La'elam hu ben chayrin. Rab Shimon says he is free. If the guy says I'm holding back one property, an Eved is not called a property. Therefore, the Eved is free. And maybe he won't get any of the property, because every property there's a question which property is holding back. But the Eved is free. How come? Palgin and the Burr, we can divide his words. Ad shi yomer, unless he says kol nechasa. The only time the Eved does not go free is if the owner says all my assets nisunin lepleni avdi belong to the slave, chutz me'echad merija, except 1/10,000th of value. Ah, I didn't call it property. I said 1/10,000th of value. Now he questions, says I'm sure maybe he's holding back the Eved. But if he said I'm holding back a property, even though he didn't nominate which one, he didn't mean the Eved. You don't call an Eved a property. But if he said, I'm holding back something of value, it doesn't matter how little value he attributes to it, doesn't matter. Maybe in his eyes, the Eved is worth nothing. So then the Eved is not free. Now, what was he from here? Rab Shimon holds. But if he didn't say that, even though he won't get any of the properties, he still gets himself free, even though he said it all in one word. Kol nechasav la'avdai, which means Palgin of the Buddha. So Rab Shimon clearly holds Palgin of the Buddha. Freddy Gemara, Amar Rab Yisab Bamin Yume, didn't Rab Yisab Bamin Yume say? Amar Rab Nachman, Rab Nachman, Afapisha Kilis Rab Yisab, even though Rab Yisab praised as Rab Shimon, even though he praised Rab Shimon, he likes his pshat. But when it comes to halacha, it doesn't matter, I like your pshat. Halacha kiramer. Now what? Now he does not go free. In other words, Loi Palgin of the Buddha. So what's Rav coming along and passing like Rav Shimon? Rav is saying Palgin of the Buddha. And we just said that who holds Palgin of the Buddha, Rav Shimon. But L'chayr Rav Nachman said the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Halacha is that you follow Rav Meir, which says L'chayr that you don't Palgin of the Buddha. So how could Rav passing Palgin of the Buddha? That's the question. How do we know? Tanya, we learned Nebraisa. Kishenemru Dvarim Lifnei Rabbi Yisi, when they repeated this whole argument before Rabbi Yisi, Kara Olav, he made a comment, he used the Pasik, HaMikrazeh, the following Pasik. He used the Pasik, Sfasayim, what it was, Sfasayim Yishak, I will kiss the lips, Meshit Dvarim Nechaychim, that answers such wonderful, beautiful, and accurate things. So he said a beautiful Pasik about Rabbi Shimon. And yet, Halacha is, So therefore, how could Rav pass this way? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, so you're telling me that Nachman passed Rav Shimon like Palgin the Buddha? We know that Nachman himself passes elsewhere Palgin the Buddha. You're asking a kasha on Rav from Nachman. Rav Nachman himself contradicts himself. Here he says the halacha is like a mayor, which is a what? Loi Palgin the Buddha. And yet, me Omer Rav Nachman Hocher, Rav Nachman said the Loi Palgin the Buddha like a mayor. Well, Omer Rav Yisab Bamin Yumi, the same Rav Yisab Bamin Yumi said in the name of Rav Nachman, that Shchiv Merav, somebody was on the deathbed. Shekosa, the din is that a bori, if a guy is healthy and gives away gifts, he can never change his mind. But if a guy is dying on his deathbed and he gives away presents and then he recovers, the only reason we understand, the only reason why he's distributing all of his wealth is because he thought he's dying. But if he realized that if Baruch Hashem came back to life, then the whole thing would be like a mekach tos. So for Shchiv Merah, a guy is lying in bed and he's dying. And Shekosa be right, Kol nechosav la'avdai, I'm giving my entire estate to my Eved. The Amad, and then he recovered. The din is as following. Interesting. He changed his mind, right? Everything but the Eved. Choyze ben chasim, all the assets go right back to him, but the ain't choyze bevet. Does not go back. Oh, exactly. Choyze ben chasim. Why can he change his mind when it comes to assets? Matna shchiv merahu. It's the whole thing was based on a mistake. Why not? Once the free man is a free man. But what are we doing here now? We're mamish pugging the Buddha. How does it work? Nachman said the halacha that made ain't pagin le pagin the Buddha, and we ask a kasha a rabbi, and yet he himself shchiv merah passed pagin the Buddha. The shchiv merah put it all together, all my assets, and yet we're dividing it. Ella Amar Rav Ashi says, Hosam, You know why that really we do say Palgin the Buddha. The halacha is like a Palgin the Buddha. That why a Rava Palgin the Buddha. I'm not going to tell the Palgin the Buddha. But you know what he said, Lachar Meir, in that case over there when he held back one property? Not because Loi Palgin the Buddha. Different reason altogether. You know why? the reason Hain Taima, Mishum the Loi Kruz Gituhu. When it comes to a get of an eved, a get of a woman, when it comes to a get, there should be no strings left attached, nothing. And therefore, over here, if he says, I'm giving you everything, but I'm holding one thing back, therefore, what happens? It's not a total krisis. It's not a total severance. And this, it's a chsaron and get. Not because, like, really, Palgin the Buddha. But Lepoil, in the words that I used to divorce you, I didn't completely separate, completely sever our ties. And that's what's lacking over here. But in principle, Pagin the Buddha, even one phrase will divide the words. So Rav is right, Pagin the Buddha, Nachra, Pagin the Buddha. Over here, Wide Amei, it says you don't go free it because it's not Kruz Gita. It's not completely cut off. Okay, it's a bit late.